So I'm just going to say this, because this is something that I've been saying recently in the last few years. Something that I've noticed about humanity and America in particular is that our culture, our methodology, our way of thinking, our philosophy is like a pendulum that swings back and forth. Think of a big grandfather clock, and it has that pendulum that goes tick, tock, tick, tock as it goes back and forth. That's really how our world seems to be, right? You know, at any point, everyone's thinking one way, and that's the way, and then sometimes it swings the other way, and everyone thinks the other way. You know, liberalism, conservatism. Liberalism, conservatism, right? What, this is what's popular today? Oh, not anymore, because now we're so tired of it. We get, you know, it swings back this way, and now we go over here, and we hit the other extreme, and then this extreme, and then the other extreme. And I've totally seen this happen over and over in my lifetime. I mean, just in my 42 years on this planet, I've seen opinions change. I've seen culture change. You know, when I started on YouTube, it was all about being as extreme as you possibly could, as offensive as you possibly could. Then all of a sudden, this woke culture hit, and it was like everyone cancel everyone for doing everything, right? Now you're starting to see those old trends come back.
Forged out of the past and into the present. Into the dream of the future.
Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Monday, March 25th, 2024. I'm Luigi with the American Branch of the Paul News Network. What are we going to talk about today? We're going to talk about a bunch of quickies and some actual show stuff. What are the quickies going to be? Quickies are going to be the dude with his ear cut off. We'll talk about that briefly. Then we'll talk about becoming the Punisher. Alex Jones flipping to the Comeys. And for the actual show, the Nickelodeon spat looks like Epstein Island. We gotta start with the schizo thread. Gotta do schizo stuff. You got X on poll. Awesome. We'll talk about a Reddit thread of impending doom. Awesome. And for the finale, day three of Rabbi Shmuley breaking down. That's the show. Going to be an incredible show. Thank you for joining me today. Going to be the greatest show ever. Because I say so. The end. First thread of the day. You're faced when you realize you'll spend the next 30 years in a Siberian concentration camp. Siberian, whatever it is. I flippy-flop words. I say things as they should not be because I like doing things like that. I talked about this guy, and I was like, I don't even know if it's real. Was it a war victim? No, they really cut off one of the dude's ears. I guess there's a video of it, but no one ever fucking posts the damn shit, so it must not be that good. If they don't want to post it, it's probably not that good. Probably all pixelated or happens off screen or something. You probably don't even see him cut it off. It's like 1 second he has the ear, then he cuts it off, the next second he doesn't have the ear. It's probably really boring. Like, whatever. I assume such things anyways. Or else people be posting it everywhere. Right? Cool. Okay, so yeah, he actually did get his ear cut off. I love the surgical pad where his ear used to be. He looks like a llama or something. It's like a part llama. I like saying llama. These motherfuckers got so tortured. Imagine getting just tortured for at least 17 hours straight, right? At least 17 hours of torture. Of pure torture. Awesome. Next quickie. Becoming the Punisher. I'm a fresh army private, and I recently finished basic training. Something recently has made me feel like I've gone crazy. As I become more experienced and skilled, one thing inside me seems to grow. I know it seems impossible, but I believe I am becoming the Punisher for Marvel. I see the logo so much it can't just be a coincidence. I feel the badassery I've gone through, and basic mirrors his very life. It's like God is telling me something. You see the skull of somebody. You gotta be the Punisher, do something. People even talk to me like I'm the Punisher, and civilians feel safe but fearsome in my presence. I even feel like I'm starting to look and talk like him. All this can't be one big coincidence, right? I mean, am I right? Anyone experienced some dude? This is the beginnings of a fucking school shooter or some shit. Dude, this guy's gonna shoot up a bank or something, dude. Calm down. You're not the Punisher. And Lou is definitely tech incarnate and totally a god. I'm totally God itself. Shut up! Shut up! Shut up! Become the Punisher. Become the Punisher. Oh, man. You won't like it. They make you bury your shits. Dig a hole. Future trans woman. No! This guy is a big Chad who is going to become the Punisher, Luke. He's going to become the Punisher itself. He's going to punish people for things, okay? We'll punish you. We'll punish you, Luke. Why Reddit? Why? I don't know, man. Everyone's a school shooter on Reddit. Everyone's a school shooter on 4chan, apparently. In a few minutes, K and UHG will find this thread and start unironically defending fighting for Israel and support Ukraine. I'm stationed in Japan. The work isn't bad, but there's so much bullshit with admin and other paperwork. If we could just work instead of waiting all day for permission to do things, it would be great. Another point, there are several real pieces of shit that make it in the military. When I get out, if someone ever told me they were in the Navy, I'd naturally assume they were a piece of shit as well. All in all, it isn't bad. There are a lot of opportunities and benefits you have to chase them. I'd never have gone the places I did without the military. Fuck you, Zog. You fuck yourself. Don't fight and die for Zog. Don't do that. Don't fight and die for Jews. Don't do such things. That seems like a propaganda post. Hi, Japan. Hi. I won't post ID Japan. Hi. He will punish an elementary school. Exactly, Luke. Yes. This American says he's probably like 18 years old and retarded. Chances are high that other people in the military make fun of him relentlessly. At least I'd hope. They can't all be this cringe. Dude, no. The signs are telling him he's the Punisher. When he interacts with people, he gets Punisher vibes. You not pay attention? Silly goose? No. No, he's... he's Chad himself. He's the Punisher. Silly goose. Whatever, we're moving on from the Punisher. Yeah, that guy's a future school shooter. That's what that guy is. If not a school, some other establishment. Like a grocery store. FBI, do your job! Alex Jones has officially flipped over to commies. Woo! Let's watch Alex Jones! Yay! I can fill a bunch of time with the quickie. I think he's saying what I was saying about everything, which would be good.
Before Putin and the Russian government came out, 10 hours or so after the attack, and said, when they say ISIS, we believe that's a cutout for Ukraine. I was saying that because I have the Jerusalem Post right here and all the other mainstream media admitting that ISIS was created by Obama and that ISIS was actually funded by the West in the attacks on Syria. And we have clips of Obama.
Dude, Alex Jones is kneeling to his Russian masters. He is betraying the Jew. Dude, the Jews sued him. And for the fucking close to the GDP of Germany, the Jews sued Alex Jones for close to the GDP of a single year of Germany. That's fucking insane. That's insane. So yeah, I would probably abandon them as well. Alex, took you long enough. Yes, embrace your new Russian masters.
I was saying he was funding ISIS. So ISIS is just a cutout term they use. Then they go, Western intelligence, from what I believe, hire these people to go in and do this. And then ISIS takes the blame. And then the West can then have plausible deniability. We saw similar cases a few years ago in the Governor Whitmer kidnapping trial, where two groups were set free by the judges saying they'd been set up in a third trial that some were found guilty. But the FBI went out over several years and found low IQ people online and paid them huge amounts of money to just talk about kidnapping the governor. And then that was used as this big governor scare. Well, in this case, Western intelligence, other groups, Ukraine, I believe, because that's where they were trying to flee back.
It was Ukraine. Yes, it was.
To go out and advertise, come here, we'll bring you to Russia, we'll give you weapons, launch this attack, you'll be able to escape, we'll blame ISIS, kind of like they blamed the Nord Stream pipeline on Russia. Why would Russia...
Exactly.
...to blow up its own pipeline when it's one of its main funding mechanisms? And that's where all the evidence points to. We've had...
You know, Alex does suck a lot of Jew dick, and his wife is a kike, so just keep that in mind while we listen to this.
Zelensky launched all these massive drone attacks inside Russia. We've had cross-border attacks that haven't gotten a lot of attention with paramilitary inside Russia killing people. We've seen journalists, Daria Dugin and others, blown up. And so Victoria Nuland said a month ago, we're about to give Russia nasty surprises. And they've now put in charge of most of their military operations an intelligence chief that's an expert on terror. And so Operation Gladio was a NATO plan from the 50s into the 80s that's partially declassified, that if Russia ever starts winning any type of conflict in Europe, whether it's offensive against Russia or the other way around, that Stay Behind networks under Operation Gladio would then stage terror attacks and actually blame the...
Operation Gladio, dude? Hold on. How does Alex know all this shit? Operation Gladio is probably similar to the Samson option. Like, oh, we're going to launch terror attacks and shit.
Russians, for it as a pretext to turn public opinion against him. So before Putin came out and said he believed it was Ukraine and NATO behind this, I had already said that because I've been researching NATO and its policies. And under NATO's military doctrine, when it loses a war, which this is NATO, Russia's fighting, when it loses a war, it then shifts to asymmetrical warfare and terrorism. So I believe all the evidence points towards that. With no evidence, DW.com and then the Germans and others are saying Putin staged this with no evidence. But clearly, you see...
I don't know. If he didn't stage it, they were complicit in it in some way, Alex. But I see that you're bowing to your new masters, so you can't go there. But I take no side, Alex. So I just say what I see. And if there were... They definitely laxed up on the cops, at least. They did some January 6th type shit, at least. Come on.
Catching the terrorists, trying to get back to the border into Ukraine. They're interrogated live on the spot and just say, I know nothing. I was given money to do this. That's exactly what Western or globalist intelligence would do, is have useful idiots that have been paid money.
Useful idiots.
To carry this out, believing they had a way to escape. But if I really speculated, which I'm speculating now, I would imagine Ukrainian intelligence probably burned them.
Ukrainian intelligence is American intelligence. It's basically whatever the Pentagon tells them to do.
And told the Russians where to grab them so they could set them up and say it was ISIS. So these guys are following the classic pattern of how NATO and how the FBI here in America set people up. And so this is something that secret police have done in major countries throughout world history. And the motive, with Putin winning a huge re-election and Russia winning the war and Macron being rejected with his call for 20,000 French troops and really...
yeah, that was funny.
Trouble. The majority of Americans, 80%+ against this war. They can't pass the spending funding to give hundreds of billions or tens of billions more to Ukraine. And so people say, well, why would they do this? It is to try to manipulate Russia into a stronger response to escalate. So NATO has a pretext to expand the war publicly against Russia.
He's not wrong at that in part. Right here
in Ukraine. And so that's my analysis. I give it about a 95% probability. We don't have all the answers yet, but that is
95. That's just about 95% probability or whatever. Black pill. Dude, black pill's a... I hate black pilled. I hate that fucking... I'm gonna take every stance of every position, fucker. When you realize they've looked like literal demons for all of recorded history, you have to wonder, oh, dude, he's copying, pasting what other people have said here. This is just a copy paste. He's just literally taking the easy, yep, he's not wrong. Yep, the Japanese, whatever, we were already talking about this. People say, oh, shit. Fuck. Okay, cool, yeah, fuck Alex Jones. Luke says, kill all black pillars, they're Jewish. Exactly, yes, but peacefully and non-violently and without killing. Onto the actual show, which will be much better than that in ways that I don't yet know. Nickelodeon looks like Epstein Island. We have the Nickelodeon Splat, which is very popular because they used to goo people. Dude, Nickelodeon was very lewd when you think about it. Nickelodeon was so lewd. They would slime people. They would dump children in slime. It was very weird. They stopped doing it. I wonder why. But I liked it as a kid, so I don't know. Whatever. Do it again! Bring back the sliming! But the Splat looks island-like with a little circle, and Epstein Island is island-like with a circle, kind of. I don't know. Sure, why not? It could kind of be conceived as the same thing. Why not? Yes, let's embrace the schizo for a threat. Why not? I don't care. It's fun. Take your fucking meds. I stopped taking my meds. I hate those things. They make me all flibble flabbly. They make me not feel emotions. I don't like that. I like to feel everything. I want to feel everything. I want to be in control. I want to feel all my bad emotions. I want to feel all the jibble jabble in my gut. That's the best part of life. Feeling like shit. Feeling like shit gets you moved. Feeling like shit
gets you motivated to do stuff. Without that feeling, how are you going to know to get up and do shit? How are you going to know to better yourself? You're not. You're going to just sit there and blah, 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 blah. You know, fuck, I want to feel things. They diddled kids at Nickelodeon Studios. They fucking did. Confirmed. They did. 100% they did. That one fat fuck that went into a hot tub with two shirts on. The fat fuck. The gluttonous fuck. God. And that lowly was all into him. God, fuck. He's talking about Schneider. Yeah, the fat fuck. I don't know his name. They definitely abuse kids at this company. Alex, my 14-year-old son, told me this tonight. I did not believe it until I translated it myself on Google Translate. What do you think? Nickelodeon translates to I don't care about God. Dude, that's just, you're picking, translating from Spadelli? Come on now, you're just picking, no, stop, no. Nickelodeon from Spadelli, no. I hate that kind of schizo shit. This guy says it doesn't look anything like it. Yeah, it does. It looks similar. Come on, it looks similar. Rotate it around. Luke says that's not how Latin works, retard. It's not. How does the Nickelodeon logo look exactly like Epstein Island? Pure coincidence, Rabbi. Yes. Dad Zadum says we all already knew this. This is old schizo shit. You're right, Dee Dee. You're right. Lou does a lot of old shit on his show, though. It doesn't matter. I'm whimsical. Just let Lou be whimsical.
Dreamy! Dreamy!
Awesome. Hello. Welcome, Dreamy. Remember, it's child-friendly. Smiley face. Backwards smiley face. Ooh, yeah. Ooh, that's bad. Ooh, that's bad. Ooh. Ooh, that's bad. That's bad. Because you're having paranoid delusion? Those two things, even from the most advantageous height and angle possible, look absolutely nothing alike. They look very similar, shut up. I've had schizo theories for less. Yids rape kids, DD says. Yes, I agree. Nickelodeons were amusement devices from the 1910s where you could watch a short show, usually a cartoon, through a binocular viewer. Yeah, I agree. That's where it came from. That is where it came from. Dreamy says, by the way, Nickelodeon used to have a producer that likes feet way too much. Yeah, I was talking about him earlier. I was talking about him earlier and how he went to a hot tub with two shirts on. Like, who the fuck does that? Who in the fuck does that? Weird. Really weird. The dude was definitely a groomer and an abuser. Nice work, OP. Yep. White Devil Band. Beast mods, for once. Their logo was a foot, says Luke. Yeah, it was. You're right. Right here. Look, we just got there. We just got to the foot. When I was a kid, I liked it being the foot. I liked the foot logo. Whatever. I don't care if it's kikish. I liked it as a child. I was innocent and had no I guess looking back. But still, I liked it as a child. What can I say? I don't like feet, though. Fuck that foot fetish shit. Gonna get some fungus crap. Fuck that. This guy puts the logo over the island and it fits pretty well. Good job, Anon. Well done. I like schizo threads and also advertise my show on X for fucks. Get all those schizos. Shill, shill, shill. Shill, shill, shill. Dreamy says, two shirts on? That'll make a person sweat. Yeah, in a hot tub. Yeah, he's a fat fuck, Dreamy. He weighs like 400 pounds. He's fatter than fat. It's disgusting. That lowly was all into him. Ugh. Whatever, next thread. Do you feel that impending doom creeping up, 4chaners? Picture is, are millennials? Oh man, my brethren, the millennial brethren here. God, I hate my brethren. I hate them so much. I hate millennials so much. I think I hate millennials almost as much as boomers. Almost. 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 Fucking millennials. Fucking feeling of impending doom, ? I'm 57, replying to the OP. Not only does it feel like something wicked this way comes, but there's also this feeling that the whole world's holding its breath. It's though we're all waiting for some catalyst or sign or event that puts an end to this feeling of being put on hold. This vague, unexplained unease we feel, something terrible lurking just out of our field of vision. But we feel it all closing in.
I cannot count the number of people who've told me they wish that whatever's going to happen would just get on with it. That this waiting for the thing in the darkness is unbearable. Luke says Zoomers win. Better than millennials and way better than boomers. Not wrong. A lot of Zoom Zooms are really based. A lot of Zoom Zooms are crazy based. Carl says it's called menopause. For whammons? Clown World says Jannies were fucking up yesterday, Shield Central all day, BBC threads everywhere, and they were deleting threads, calling them out. Many days such as that, Clown World, I don't know. Jannies get their ass hairs in a twist. Dreamy says boomers are insufferable and annoying sometimes, including ones that opt themselves for freedom or whatever. You talk about that guy that burned himself alive? Don't trust the propaganda, that guy. While not completely based, that guy called out the kikes, so, I mean, I don't... Hugh, he burned himself, Hugh. Shat fire, Hugh. It still made kikes seethe, so... That's a win. It was a 57-year-old female Redditor, Lou. She's describing menopause. Oh, really? How do you know all these things, Carl? You're so less artistic than I am, Carl. Really? I see the copy-paste. But that would be hilarious. Are you just fucking with me, Carl?
Stop fucking with me, Carl!
Dreamy says, I wish Jannies weren't a thing to begin with. Well, then the board would just fill up with child pornography, Dreamy. What would you do with all that child pornography? Fucking, I'm a millennial. God, my people are weak. The boomers have all the power. Take it from them. Seize your throne. What will happen has happened 1,000 times before. Sic vita est, simple as. Wow. Brit bomb. The handle is Tracy Smith. How the fuck do you know all these fucking shenagles, Carl? And work a job, Carl. How do you know all these things? Where'd you get your knowledge? I only have approximate knowledge, Carl. You have almost complete meme knowledge. Fuck. I'm also slightly retarded, though. Banana peel caused this, Carl. I'd be as swift as you, if I wasn't a true autist. Whatever, fuck you, Carl. You're my nemesis. You're completely wrong and I'm always right. I'll will it into existence. The worse things get, the more I feel excited. Ooh, me too. Me too. Me too. It's very exciting. It's in the picture, you fucking tard. Did you research it, Carl? No, researching is... No, Carl, no. Why did you research it? No, you have a Reddit account? That you know how to use that quickly? That's bad. That's a bad look, Carl. It's a bad look. I don't know about Reddit and how to surf it so efficiently like you do. Sorry. America says, nope, not a kike. What are you talking? Dude, the kikes do want to create World War III so they could eliminate 2/3 of the world population. Yes, you're right. But also, it would be so fun. Jeremy says, I know some memes like that Blue Lobster with really loud Dracula themes. I thought I knew every meme, but I guess not. Maybe I do, and it's just stuck in my cranium somewhere. Gotta kind of weasel it out a bit. Sanguinia says, do you know that the Jews take two goats, representative of the goy, put all their sins for the whole year on the goats called Yom Kippur? Dude, I do know that. I do know such things. Yes. They also could take a chicken and transfer to a chicken. Hit the chicken. And it's called some weird Jewish thing that I don't know, and I'm happy that I don't. Whatever. On to the finale of the day. Shmuley! Rabbi Shmuley! Oh my gosh, he gives a child a lap dance. No, Shmuley, no. No, Shmuley. I love saying his name. Shmuley. 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 Shmuley! I love saying Shmuley. Shmuley is so fun to say. Shmuley giving a... Dude, he's literally doing that. He's literally giving a lap dance to a child. Full on contact and rubbing. Why though? Shmuley. I'm glad he doesn't go back to the kid, at least. At least he doesn't go back to the kid. Definitely don't need to watch that more than once. The debate between Alex Jones and Rabbi Shmuley will end with the rabbi throwing a hissy fit and leaving abruptly. Yeah, especially when he was gripping the child's nipple. Yeah, that was something. He's horrid. I don't know if Jesus would invite the devil for a debate. What do you think, Alex? Clicks and likes aside, dig deep, brother. He better be hard on him. He better be hard on Shmooly. This guy's doing weird-ass shit. Almost like he's flaunting what he can do. It's really evil kike shit. Luke says very glowing things to the synagogues. Shmooly, first post, Britbong, Juden Peterson's connections to the sex cult of rabbiship and child grooming are unclear as of this day, but it is known his famous I can't do it, circa 2017, was in response to a question about Christian Ukrainians being genocided by Jews, which he helped cover up. We'll keep you updated as Peterson's rabbi behavior develops. Nice. Keep up the hard work, Anon. Keep up the hard work exposing the Jews. Those kikes are really evil. So what, Shmooly is an entertainer first? Okay, being an entertainer first doesn't give you any excuse to rub your fucking ass cheeks over a boy's fucking genitals. That's fucking weird. It's fucking weird. Stop, you rabbi. You fucking evil rabbi. Stop. The kids being okay with it and like being all into it is even fucking weirder. It's like they do it all the time or something. It's like they're not even fazed by it. Like this isn't weird to them. That's even weirder. Blah, 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 my genocide. Dude, they don't even want to use that word anymore because they're doing it to the Palestinians. And if their own made up word gets used against them, can't have that. This leaf says, what in the fuck's happening? This Grease Anon responds, Candace Owens mind broke a kike in live discussion with some very basic questions and a minimum of self-control. Kike then proceeds to lose it. The pendulum's shifting and people are noticing, like normies are waking up a little bit. It's happening. Definitely niggers. Niggers are, because of the whole Kanye thing, niggers kind of stick together like Jews, but not the same as Jews. Similar to, but not same as. And when Ye came out and they destroyed him, that got us a lot of progress in the whole noticing area. Definitely more noticing. 100% more noticing. Luke says, eject them forever from this country, for as we have heard, God's anger with them is so intense that gentle mercy will only tend to make them worse and worse. You could quote better people than that, though, Luke. But that is awesome. You're going to wake Dreamy up and give Dreamy fuel for her other nigger brethren. That's good. That's good, Luke. Good. Well done, Luke. Whatever. And then the thread degenerates into a bunch of fucking shilling and kikery and horn. Awesome. And long nosery. Long noses. Look at long nose. Very long nose. That's a very Jew-like nose. Dreamy speaking in German. Awesome. Is Alex going to have David Duke back? Who the fuck knows? I don't even know who cares? Who knows who cares? Who knows who cares? People talk about Alex being Zionist and shit. Am I in the right fucking thread? Yes, I am. Weird. Okay. Okay. Huh. Sure. Pretty sure my ex account got suspended because I pointed out there was grinding on little boys and groping little girls' breasts on camera. Yes. Because those were real things that happened. And no punishment will be doled out, and nothing will happen to the rabbi, and nothing will come from it, sadly. But things should come from it. People should be enraged. But people don't care. Nobody cares. Everybody's on the autopilot. Carl says, you don't know David Duke? I probably know him. If I saw him, I'd know him. If I saw him, Carl, I'd know who he is. Who cares? Who gives a fuck? Who gives a fuck who it is? I'll put it in Google, and it'll pop up, and I'll be like, yeah, I know that guy. David Duke. No, he looks familiar slightly, I guess. Here's David Duke with a mustache. Let's open that up. I mean, not a whole lot's coming to my head right here. I mean, I don't think I have a whole lot of David Duke in there. There's not a whole lot of David Duke in my noggin, Carl. Day one Israel hater. The Blue Thread Cult Grand Wizard. Carl, thank you for watching my show, Carl. I love you, Carl. I love you, Sanguinius. I love you, Wildebeest. I love you, Clown World. I love you, Dreamy. I love you, Luke. I love you, Dio. Did I already say Dio? I guess I'll do it twice, I guess. Whatever. I love you, Badger. But he probably hates me right now. Whatever. He's not even watching. He left. He's rage quit. I love Clown World. I love all of you guys. You're the best. David Duke of the Duke Boys, Grand Wizard of the KKK. Okay, it's all coming together now. Grand Wizard of the KKK. KKK was a democratic organization.
Ku Klux Klan. I don't have historical knowledge of the Ku Klux Klan. That's Bobby Fischer, Lou. Fashu says, why did Badger rage quit? I don't know, probably because of Luke. That's probably why. It's my obedient femboy. Rakustan, I love you. I love you too, Rakustan. I love you too, Fashy. I love you guys too. Luke says, I hate Catholics. I have a lot of Catholic people watching my show, or a couple anyway. But yeah, me too. Fuck them, I guess. That's it. That's the show. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Please like, comment, subscribe. Have a wonderful day. Goodbye.
Did you really message Ben? What do you mean? Yeah, of course. Ever since I started the Israel-Palestine arc, I've gotten so many connections. I've gotten like new payment processors. I get like a lot of, there's a lot of organizations that kind of like send me revenue and they treat me like talking points or whatever. Or they'll like recommend me like books. They don't like control what I say on stream, of course, but they'll like suggest like, hey, you should take a look at this. And then, you know, and then they also send like a decent chunk of change. I was like, well, if you're going to pay me, you know, like 30,000 new shekels or whatever, why the fuck would I not take a look at the material that you want me to read and repeat on stream? And also part of this is connecting me to kind of like a network of, they call them the Jalumni. It's like alumni, but for Jews, I guess. And then in these Jalumni, imagine you kind of have the, like the war room, okay? But it's not actually the war room. They call it the new yeshuv on Discord. And in this Discord, there's a whole bunch of like really powerful Jewish people that I have access to if I want to chat with them about any particular issue. And Shapiro, obviously, and the other co-owner of the Daily Wire in there. And after my Candace Owens conversation, yeah, I reached in there. I was like, Ben, what the f-? Like, this lady is, like, slandering me on fucking Twitter. Can you do something about this? And he'll tap his Jewish contacts. He'll see how receptive I've been to some of the money that they kind of, like, funneled to me. To look at, like, talking point shit related to Israel-Palestine. And then he said, feels like I checked out. And then, yeah.